Many Americans feel they can't save money for the future. But if an employer automatically enrolls workers in a 401k plan and matches some of their contributions, 90% of people stick with it and save and invest for retirement. But what if your employer doesn't do that? NPR's Chris Arnold reports for our series, Your Money and Your Life.
Okay, at one end of the spectrum are Americans whose employers set them up to succeed with really great 401k plans. They don't have to do anything at all, and they're just automatically on track to have a nice nest egg 30 years from now. But for many other people, the only eggs that they've got going for them are the ones they eat for breakfast. At Green Meadows Farm in Hamilton, Massachusetts, two friends who work here are at the other end of that saving spectrum.
There isn't a savings benefit plan, and there isn't a lot of room to breathe financially.
Alex Browning and Aaron Feeney both signed up for the NPR Your Money and Your Life Facebook group. Feeney saw that we'd done some stories about 401k plans, and she posted in the group saying, hey, what about people like her and her friend Alex?
You know, we're 26. I've always had short-term nonprofit work since I finished college, and none of those jobs offer any kind of savings benefits at all. I know I have to start like a Roth IRA, but what do I have to do that? I don't know.
So we decided to answer this question. What is the best way to set up a retirement account on your own and in a way that you're actually likely to keep contributing money to it?
The most important thing is to get started. The biggest mistake that people make is procrastination.
That's Bridget Madrian, a behavioral economist at Harvard. But she says that the most important thing is also the hardest thing. That's why it's such a huge advantage if an employer enrolls somebody automatically. Left to our own devices, we humans have a whole bunch of what are called behavioral biases that get in the way.
The term that I think applies best is present bias. We're focused on the present and less focused on things that will make us better off in the future.
Another problem is there's no deadline to give us a kick in the pants to start a retirement account. But Madrian says there are good ways you can nudge yourself.
There's a lot of research that plan making can help people follow through on their good intentions. And the research suggests that the more concrete your plan, the more likely you are to be successful.
So Madrian says people should make a plan about when they're going to open, say, an IRA, an individual retirement account, and exactly how. Telling friends about it, too, creates some social pressure, and that helps. And she suggests this. Plan to take all or half of your tax refund when you get it and use that to open your first retirement account. It's a great way, she says, to make a plan that has a deadline. Now, a lot of people ask how much money they need to have to open a retirement account. Stephanie Kirkpatrick is with LearnVest. It's a low-cost online financial advice company.
Some companies do require a minimum $1,000 to make your first purchase into a mutual fund, whereas other companies are set up to enable you to put in a very minimum amount, sometimes $10 a week, $25 a month, on an automated basis, which feels a lot like a 401k.
Back at the farm out by the chicken coop, that sounds like it might be the best approach for Alex Browning and Aaron Feeney. Browning says, unlike some of her friends, she knows that she has to figure this out all by herself.
You know, I have a lot of friends that have the kind of job you were describing where their savings are set up for them. And I think when you are working in a field where that's not set up for you, it is a little bit more on your mind.
So to help people turn those thoughts into action, we've got an unusual public radio pledge. No, we're not asking for money. It's a pledge to yourself to start saving for retirement. You can take the pledge at npr.org/moneyandlife. And the Harvard economist Bridget Madrian says she'll help everybody to follow through and set up smart investment accounts. Chris Arnold, NPR News.